for all of you that were wondering, you know, who were going to play at the five spot, I think we found our guy, Adrian Bowie. He was unbelievable in the offensive glass down the stretch there. And, you know, a win like that, I think in any good season, there is a win like that somewhere along the line where the players, you know, when it seems like there's no chance to win and then you win, it's a good feeling because it kind of cements the idea that if you work hard enough, good things happen. And we had to work really hard because things weren't going really well for us. We got in a little bit of foul trouble and, you know, weren't shooting the ball very well as a team. And, you know, we were able to make big plays and come up and get that thing tied. And, you know, Grievous made a great shot, but we executed that play pretty well, too. You know, in that situation, Vermont knows we're going to shoot a three, and it's not easy to run a play when the other team knows, you know, that you have to take a three probably in that situation. So we're very fortunate. And, you know, Vermont's a very good team. They're a veteran team, you know, with a lot of guys out there that have played before. And, you know, they're picked to win their league, and they were picked as one of the teams to go to the NCAA in Sports Illustrated this week in the preview magazine. So, you know, where we are as a team, we're working hard, you know, to get better. And like I said today, you know, we see a lot of things that we can get better at. But, you know, I've always felt that when you lose a game like that, you'll come in the next time you practice and you might have the best practice of the year. But it's too late. You know, you still don't get that game back. We've got a lot of things we can work on that, you know, we know we can do better. But we know we can win, you know, in a game like that. And that's the big thing to get this time of year. Well, I thought Dave took a long time to get loose today. I think the first couple times in there, he looked pretty stiff. But as he got into the game, I think the thing about Dave, you can't shake him. In other words, you can really get on Dave to make him play harder, and he will. And he just started to really go, and he did a pretty good job on number 23, who's really a good player, you know, for them. We did double team a little bit the second half to try to give help to our inside guys, and it worked pretty well. They got a couple easy shots off the kickout pass from the double, but I thought we had to get him under control a little bit, and the players did a good job of that. That's really the first time we tried that this year, beside practice.
Gary, talk about the decision to stick with Jinsu
He was playing great, you know. He's one of our better defensive players. He's got a little tendency to foul, but he'll certainly be as aggressive as anybody out there, and he was just all over the place. I mean, every time it seemed like they took a jump shot, he was the guy flying at the jump shooter, regardless of whose man it was. So that was great for Jinsu, you know, I mean, just to get that type of experience. And, you know, that's the one thing I have noticed about him. You know, he's not nervous. You know, he's been through so much in his life already that he's not going to be nervous just for a basketball game. And he really proved that out there today.
Coach, Vermont really had their way with three points in the first half. What adjustments were made in the locker room second
half? I just questioned our pride defensively. You know, there's not a lot of if you're playing man-to-man, and, we were playing man-to-man in terms of technique the way we wanted to, but our effort wasn't as good as you have to play against a team like Vermont that has the experienced three-point shooters, that has a post man that can pass out of the post, you know, if you sag in there and he kicks it. So you have to go harder. You know, defense is, you know, 70-75% effort anyway, and I thought we just did a much better job. The one thing about pressure defense is it wears you down, and part of that is if you have a team that shoots a lot of outside shots, usually the last 10 minutes of the game they might not have their legs. So even though you don't get steals all the time or whatever, you're gaining, you know, wearing the other team out, hopefully. And that, I thought they got a little tired at the end of the game today.
Coach, Braxton only played 8 minutes in this game. Is there a chance we'll see him possibly move out of the starting lineup and less than the other game that played today?
I have to look at, you know, the way we want to go. We're playing Michigan State, you know, pretty big physical team, so we'll have to see. Plus, you know, I probably wouldn't tell you anyway. You know, I think Izzo might find out. So that's why coaches don't like to tell their starting lineup.
Coach, Vito was certainly super. I mean, looked super tonight. Can you speak about him?
Yeah, he was neat. He was really athletic out there. He was flying. And he's a different player this year. I don't know what happened over the summer, but he's just – I think he missed a game last year. You know, he didn't play much. And I think he missed that. He figured it out after the season's over that I want to play. So he's just like players, you know, they force you to play him. And Dino, you know, I had no hesitation to put him in when we couldn't get going inside early. And he just gave us a spark there that, you know, allowed us to, I think we had it up to 8-9 before halftime.
The start for you guys tonight offensively was much better than it has been. Talk about the difference you noticed tonight.
Well, we really emphasized the idea that we thought we had shots looking at the tapes of the first two games, but we've gotten a little bit of a habit, like, of not finishing. In other words, look, you know, we get shots we can make, and we just kind of like the 3- and 4-footers. We're kind of throwing them at the rim. We did it a couple times today. You got to shoot that shot. It's still a shot, you know, and you have to shoot it. And I think we're just going like that and releasing the ball rather than trying to shoot it. So it was better today, you know, and hopefully it'll continue to get better. But, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun next week for us.
Gary, 400 wins for you at Maryland. Talk about...
Well, it means a great deal, because when I got here, the